Islamic Pulse has been contacted by believers across the globe asking about the recent protests in Iran, which have been magnified by the mainstream media. The very fact that people can protest inside Iran shows the Islamic Republic's freedoms. It is amongst the most democratic of expressions. In fact, it's a part of Iran's constitution. Public gatherings and marches are allowed so long as the participants do not carry arms and are not in violation of the fundamental principles of Islam. But there's been a lot of hype and false information being shared around. Like this, captioned, "With no option for voting out their supreme leader, Iranians take to the streets to press him to resign." Trying to make it seem like this is an anti-Islamic Republic rally. But if you can read even basic Farsi, you'd be able to tell that this is, in fact, a pro-Islamic Republic rally. America is desperate to distract people from the recent victories of the Islamic Republic. The Axis of Resistance, led by Iran and the IRGC, has liberated Iraq and Syria from Daesh terrorists. They don't want to give us a chance to even celebrate, or for people to recognize that Iran is in fact winning this war on an economic, military, and cultural front. That's why Mr. Trump tried naming Jerusalem al-Quds the capital of Israel, which backfired miserably for him. With 128 countries voting against the motion and only 9 countries voting for it, behold, the axis of where the hell is that? And now they're trying to distract the public again, this time magnifying the anti-government protests which have recently sprung up in Iran. The first thing that we must know is that the vast majority of the people of Iran are in support and favor of the Islamic Republic. Every year on the 22nd of Bahman, hundreds of thousands of people mark the anniversary of the 1979 Islamic Revolution. Last year, millions of Iranians rallied to celebrate the 48th anniversary of the Islamic Republic. If you want to know how successful a democratic system is and how much faith the people of that nation have in their own system, then take a look at how many people turn up to vote. Ayatollah Khamenei, the guardian jurist and leader of the revolution, who is respected and loved by the majority of Iranians, said, "Elections are a pivot of religious democracy. The Islamic Revolution provided religious democracy, which is based on elections. To participate in the polls and a high turnout is important, to which all should contribute. When people vote, it shows that they trust their system of governance. And that is exactly what has happened throughout in the Islamic Republic, with the majority of people showing support and voting." But before we look at Iran, let's take a look at its enemies who try to distract us from their own flaws. In the last US presidential election, only 55.7% of the nation voted, and less than a quarter of the country voted for Trump. And it was followed by mass protests. Following Trump's election to the presidency, students and activists organized protests in several major cities across the United States, including New York, Boston, Philadelphia, Chicago, Portland, and Oakland. Tens of thousands of protesters participated, with many chanting, "Not my president," to express their opposition to Trump's victory. Tens of thousands, and they were met by tear gas and riot police and battered. This shows how Americans themselves mistrust their own governmental system. That's not a successful democracy, that's a failed state that's on its way out. It's America that needs regime change, not Iran. And it's a similar story in the UK. Again, only 68.8% of the people voted in the 2017 general election. I don't know what you're smiling about, Theresa May. Nobody likes you. And again, in the 2010 election, only 65% voted. On 26th of March 2011, coordinated by the Trades Union Congress with a crowd of 500,000 people, protests were held on London streets for the anti-austerity movement in the United Kingdom, protesting against government cuts, worsening healthcare, job cuts, etc. It's so funny that those who wave the flag of democracy the most are the very ones who are the most unpopular amongst the people and are part of a system which the people themselves are tired of and don't have faith in. Now look at the Iran vote. 73% of Iranians turned out to vote, with some 41 million casting ballots. That's the majority of the nation of Iran who believe in the new system of Islamic democratic governance, i.e. the Islamic Republic. Back in March 2014, when the voting turnout was just as high, Ayatollah Khamenei said, "The meaning of this great participation of the people in the elections is that religious democracy has been firmly established in the country." Now, among those who did not vote are those who do not believe in the Islamic system at all. They do not recognize that it's the American and British systems that are truly failing. They are Shah lovers. They have never agreed with the Islamic Revolution from day one. They have never wanted Islam Islamic laws to be implemented from day one. They have no religious inclination. These are people who want a society of alcoholism. They want a society where nobody is stopped from committing sins. A society where sexual interaction is not regulated by Islamic laws. They like miniskirts. They want to do drugs. These types of people might be many in the world, but inside Iran, they are very few. Now, not everyone who is in the anti-government protests is like one of these. Some of these people are just simpletons who are disgruntled by the eggs being too expensive or the price of fuel being too high. They watch American mainstream media, movies, and sitcoms, and because of that, they believe that the streets of America are somehow paved with gold and that somehow the liberal democracy of the West is the solution to all their problems. They think that everyone in the West lives a happy and contented and luxurious life, so they want that system to be implemented in Iran. They are ignorant. Back in 2016, Ayatollah Khamenei said, poverty has struck the Americans as well. 44 million people are hungry in America. Less than 1% of the people of America are the owners of 90% of American wealth. Human values have been trampled upon in that country. There is discrimination, differentiation, racism, and annihilation of human rights in America. When you shout death to America, it means death to all these things. But unfortunately, a few people who lack foresight trust UN statistics and reports more than the words of the leader himself. So here are the statistics. Philip Alston, the UN Special Rapporteur on Extreme Poverty and Human Rights, reported after a 10-day tour in America that the United States is one of the world's richest and most powerful and technologically innovative countries, but neither its wealth, nor its power, nor its technology is being harnessed to address the situation in which 40 million people continue to live in poverty. US healthcare expenditures per capita are double the OECD average and much higher than in all other countries, but there are many fewer doctors and hospital beds per person than the OECD average. US infant mortality rates in 2013 were the highest in the developed world. Americans can expect to live shorter and sicker lives compared to people living in any other rich democracy, and the health gap between the US and its peer countries continues to grow. US inequality levels are far higher than those in most European countries. It has been estimated that 12 million Americans live with a neglected parasite infection. The US has the highest prevalence of obesity in the developed world. In terms of access to water and sanitation, the US ranks 36th in the world. America has the highest incarceration rate in the world. The youth poverty rate in the United States is the highest across the OECD, with 1/4 of the youth living in poverty compared to less than 14% across the OECD. Is this the system of liberal democracy that you want? This is the reality of America. You need to stop getting your perception of America and the West from Hollywood movies. America is an oppressive regime under the guise of a democracy. The population is an oppressed, sick, diseased, obese, incarcerated, ignorant society. Is that the system that you want? Most of the Iranians living in this country recognize that the Islamic Republic has given them a system which is not perfect, but it's miles better than anything on that side. Some people in Iran are ignorant. They think that America is a good place to live and that the system of liberal democracy in America should be implemented here and that somehow that will give you peace and felicity and economic stability. No, it won't. Such people think that Western liberal democracy has all the answers for them and that the reason that the price of eggs and fuel is so high isn't because of US sanctions, but because of flaws in the Islamic Republic itself. What's happened is that a lot of these ignorant people have been tricked into joining these protests by individuals who are paid agents of the enemy. And neocons and anti-Iranian loudmouths on mainstream and social media platforms are sharing videos of these protests, like these. Wait, something doesn't seem right there. That's because these aren't anti-government protests. These are the 22nd of Bahman commemorations, where millions celebrated the overthrow of Western-backed dictator Reza Shah and the successful establishment of the Islamic Republic. See how easy it is to lie? These are actual videos of the anti-government protests, and as you can see, they are far less in number at tops, perhaps hundreds at a given place. But what Fox News, CNN, and the BBC, and tons of ignorant voices on social media, including Trump and his supporters, won't show you is the counter-protests where tens of thousands of Iranians turned up to show their support and love for the Islamic Republic, vastly outnumbering the fools who are protesting against the Islamic Republic. And no, they aren't being oppressed by police or IRGC forces, as certain individuals and spokespersons of anti-Iranian sentiments would have you believe. In fact, these few peaceful protesters are smashing windows of shops, attacking bus stops and banks, they are trampling on the flag and burning down masjids and Husseinias. I think the police should intervene, don't you? Now let's take a look at what these ignorant individuals are actually chanting. We don't want want an Islamic Republic. Well, if you don't want the Islamic Republic, what do you want? Western liberal democracy? Well, that's too damn bad, because the majority of your fellow countrymen and women want the Islamic Republic, because they're smarter, more loyal, and they have more foresight than you. Free Iran. What do they mean by free? Since I've migrated to Iran, let me tell you exactly what these types of people mean by free. They mean free to carry out all those actions which every prophet and every imam stood against. Free to drink, fornicate, to carry out homosexual acts, and to get rid of the hijab, etc. The vast majority of Iranians do not want such a society. In fact, many Christians and Jews and other religious people as well, living inside the country and abroad, do not want such a satanic society. Quran and Islam sacrificed for Iran. This chant shows you the stance of these ignorant protesters. They want Islam to be at the service of Iran. This is 180 degrees against the stance of Imam Khomeini, who said, "Let Iran burn if Islam survives." Those with foresight and religious integrity recognize that Iran should be at the service of Islam, not the other way around. Those who protested against the Islamic Republic want God and Islam and Imam Mahdi to be at their service, while those who are pro-Islamic Republic recognize that it is us who are at the service of God, at the service of Islam, and at the service of Imam Mahdi. Not Gaza, not Lebanon, my life for Iran, and death to Hezbollah. One of the reasons why these individuals started to protest in the first place is because they were disgruntled at the price of gas being too high, believing that the Islamic Republic was spending more on international affairs than at home. Are you really that stupid? The Islamic Republic is built on the foundations of Islam, a religion which gives a damn about the oppressed people in the world. In fact, it is the duty of every nation, whether they're religious or not, to stand for the rights of Palestine and the rights of the oppressed people in the world. Remember that Imam Hussein said, even if you don't believe in God, at least believe in living free. Fine, you don't believe in God, you don't believe in a religion, fine. Can't you see that the reason Iran is so safe and protected today is because it's been fighting terrorism, it's been fighting Daesh abroad. If it was not involved, and if it did not support Hezbollah and Hamas and the Houthis in Yemen and the Syrian army and Hashdad al-Shaabi in Iraq, if it did not help, Iran would be like other Middle Eastern nations today, a graveyard created by the West, you ignorant, mindless fool. Hezbollah and the proud soldiers of Islam are out there defending the rights of the Muslims, Sunnis and Shias alike, defending the rights of the oppressed, giving their blood so that you can sleep peacefully at night, and you have just spat in their faces. Death to the dictator. Which dictator? The one your country voted for, or this one? Because he's already dead. Your people overthrew him. Some of these protesters are saying, leave the shrine and bless the soul of Shah, and blessings for Reza Shah. These are people who just don't have any religious inclination. I mean, they prefer the Western-backed monarchy of the Pahlavi dynasty to the democracy of the Islamic Republic. Now, please tell me, how is that any different to preferring the Yazid of the Umayyad dynasty to Imam Hussein, or preferring Harun al-Rashid of the Abbasid dynasty to Imam Reza? How? And then they're saying things like, we don't want the Haram, we don't want the shrine, we only want the Shah. I mean, what do you call people like this who don't care about the Ahlul Bayt? Are they anything other than munafiq? Yet there's many people out there who are glorifying this woman protester who removed her hijab. And every time somebody removes their hijab, it's like these loudmouths on social media just start shouting about how much of a step towards freedom and equality it is. You don't know anything. In Western liberal democracies, these ideas of feminism have reached such a point that you have femen running around naked and thinking that that's somehow their liberation and their freedom. Come on, give me a break. You equate women's freedom with their nudity, while Islam came to show us that the freedom of women, their true freedom, is in their clothing. You don't see politicians, businessmen, or any other official members of society. You never see the President of the United States arriving at a press conference in his shorts or in a t-shirt. Why? It's because a person's respect lies in his clothing. The truth is, the more clothes you wear, especially if you're a woman, the more respect you'll get. And the less clothing you wear, the less respect you'll get. Think about it, it's why you keep on having dreams about yourself turning up at school or at work naked, and then you feel really embarrassed by it. Why? Think about it. Why? It was back in prehistoric times where people would wear virtually no clothes. As societies progressed, so people wore more and more clothing. In today's world, the hijab is the epitome of the peak of women in civilized society. Such women who have removed their hijabs have in reality spat in the faces of those true Muslim women who have sacrificed their sons and their husbands for the sake of the inception of the Islamic Republic, which was built on the foundations of raising the caliber and the status of women from objects of desire to respectable and equal members of society. People boast about feminism and protest. Well, you know what? The greatest woman who ever protested did so against Yazid, the tyrant of her time, and she observed immaculate hijab. How can you protest against hijab when hijab itself is a symbol of protest against dominant tyrannical powers? Some people are calling for a revolution in Iran. You idiot. People think that the Arab Spring started a few years ago, where people across West Asia started rising up against their dictatorial rulers, but actually it started back in 1979. Iran was the first nation of West Asia to overthrow its tyrannical Zionist Western-backed puppet dictator, Reza Shah. Imam Khomeini, Ayatollah Khamenei, and the people overthrew him. This was the revolution, and this is still the revolution. The revolution continues, and it will go on until all American, British, and Zionist influence is eradicated from the region. It won't stop until the Zuhur and the reappearance of Imam Mahdi. Let's just recall recent history so that we know how the enemy is playing their game. America backed Saddam Hussein and supplied him with weapons to attack Iran. Iran won, the Islamic Republic is still here, and Saddam Hussein is dead. Then America trained moderate rebels in Syria and made it look like the people wanted to overthrow Bashar al-Assad. You had all these journalists talking about how oppressed they are in Syria, who turned out to be absolute liars. Nonetheless, Obama said Assad needs to go. Clinton said Assad must go. Sarkozy said Assad must go. Cameron said Assad must go. John Kerry said Assad must go. The Saudi king said Assad must go. America bombed the nation of Syria, arming and supporting Daesh terrorists in the region to wreak havoc, while international media outlets condemned Assad as the bad guy. Iran was among the only nations that saw through all the lies and the deception, that supported Bashar al-Assad and the people of Syria. And today, Obama is gone. Clinton is gone. Sarkozy is gone. Cameron is gone. Kerry is gone. The Saudi king is dead. You know who's still there? Bashar al-Assad, restoring the nation's pride and rebuilding Syria to its former glory before America got involved. Saddam Hussein is gone. Hosni Mubarak is gone. The Islamic Republic is still here. Hezbollah is still here, and they are here to stay, and will not stop fighting the good fight home and abroad. Today, America has shown its true colors. It's not red, white, and blue. It's orange. It's not after freedom, democracy, and human rights. It's after war, war, and more war. It is the enemy of freedom, democracy, and human rights. It is the enemy of Islam through and through. All the hatred towards Islam, all the misconceptions about Islam, the whole idea of equating Islam with terrorism, the idea of juxtaposing freedom with Islam and making it appear like they are two opposite things when in reality they are one, has come from America. The Taliban, Al-Qaeda, Daesh, these have given Islam a bad name. And guess what? Each and every one of these was created, backed, supported, funded, and armed by none other than America. They have been behind every great fraud. They are the builders of the foundations of the great deception. They are the forerunners of the Dajjal and the Antichrist. They have fooled the world into believing that Islam and Iran and the Islamic Revolution and the Islamic Republic is the enemy, when in reality, they are the enemies. They are the ones who orchestrated 9/11, the demolition of the Twin Towers, and they are the ones who put the blame on Muslims and Islam, creating a boogeyman called Islamic terrorism. Followed by their war on terrorism, where they invaded Afghanistan, they invaded Iraq, and guess what? Their war on terrorism created more terrorism, just like their war on drugs created more drugs. And they have been wanting to invade Iran from then. They know that the only power which has the strength, the fortitude, the faith, the ideological superiority, the foresight, and the will to stand against them and their global domination is the Islamic Republic of Iran and pure Mohammedan revolutionary Islam. That's why they fear Iran, and that's why their current president is supporting these anti-government protests in Iran. They have tried everything in their power to try to bring Iran down, from chanting about democracy to funding Daesh to invading its neighbors, and everything has backfired. Iran has stood strong against everything America has tried, and now the final hope of the great Satan is to propagate this false idea that the people of Iran hate their Islamic Republic. They don't. they hate you. And if you don't believe me, then just wait a couple of days, because the anniversary of the Islamic Revolution is coming up again, and you can see on the 22nd of Bahman how many people turn up to show their love and their support for the Islamic Revolution and for the Islamic Republic. You're out of time, and you know it. The foundations of the return of Imam Mahdi have been laid down, and you know it.